Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
When Hitler's advance became very serious and threatened the entire free world, God told Rhys Howells to go to war through prayer. The objective Rhys was to obtain through prayer was that God would bend Hitler. Rhys and his band of students went on a three-week commitment of prayer and fasting to stop Hitler. Biographer Norman Grubb relates what happened. At the height of the battle, the one prayer that the Holy Ghost gave to the college through his servant was, "Lord, bend Hitler." A point came when that cry of travail changed into a shout of victory. The devil had to give way. Harris Faulkner, in her book Faith Still Moves Mountains, says that Hitler made some crazy decisions that made no tactical sense and led to his defeat. Hitler was bent in the sense that he made bad decisions that ultimately led to his defeat. The battle of World War II was fought in the heavenlies against Satan through prayer. Rhys and his band of intercessors won. Only then could the physical forces, the military on the ground, win the physical battle. Rhys Howells went home to be with the Lord at the age of 71, but his legacy continued. His son Samuel very aptly carried on the ministry. For 60 years, he led groups of intercessors, interceding especially for nations and training young men for the mission field. Among them, Reinhard Bonnke, who during his ministry preached to 120 million people.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.